the criminal on the cross that Jill has just read about. He addressed Jesus directly and said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus answered him, "Truly, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." Supposing you were asked to give an award to the person who deserved it the most. Imagine that you were given a list of people and you had to decide which of those people you would give the award to. And I've got a list of 6 people and I'll read them to you now, and you choose in your heart which one are you going to give the award to. So first up we have Sophie, a nurse who has been working 12-hour shifts on a COVID ward. But likewise we have Tom, a truck driver who has been keeping the supermarket shelves stocked. Then we've got Tony, a teacher who has been working with some very confused kids in a deprived area of Birmingham. Then we've got Sasha, who is an 11-year-old in that same school, who has been making such an effort to learn this last year. Really seems to have turned around. And lastly, we've got Molly. She's a 96-year-old resident of a care home who sadly has not been able to see family for months. So she has turned her attention to knitting socks for the homeless. There you have it, 6 people. Who are you going to give the award to? Let me now give you another list of people. From this list, who would you give the award to? Again, we've got 6 people. We've got Tamara, who is in prison for killing her neighbour's child. We've got Tim, an alcoholic living under the flyover in a tent. We've also got Steve, one of the bankers that caused the financial crisis in 2008. We've got Sarah, an MP who has been working on government policy during the COVID era, but who does not keep the laws that she has helped to put in place. We've also got Tracy, a school secretary who has embezzled thousands of pounds of school funds, which she has spent on foreign holidays whilst depriving children of those little extras that can make such a difference at school. And finally, we've got Tom, who has been working full time and getting well paid, but has fraudulently been claiming furlough at the same time. So out of that 6, who are you going to give the award to? Did you find it easier to make a choice when I gave you the first list? How do you feel about the people on the second list? Now, I want you please to imagine that this award that you're being asked to give, it's not one of those little statues that you often see at award ceremonies. It's not a certain sum of money. It's not a holiday. It's not a car. No, the award that you have been asked to give is something so much more precious. In fact, the award is your life. Yes, you have been asked to give your own life for another human being. And the question is, are you prepared to give your life for any other human being? Thinking about those two lists of six people, is there anyone on those lists for whom you would be prepared to give your life? This is what makes the death and the sacrifice of Jesus so amazing and so powerful. Because he died for people who were powerless, who were lost in sin, who were unrighteous. And in Romans chapter 5, just verses 6 to 8, this is what we read. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Those words are so powerful. There's so much packed into just those three verses. Let me read them again. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, that's when Christ died for the ungodly. Now, very rarely will someone die for a righteous person, though for a good person someone might possibly dare to die. But here's the difference. God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.